All right, everybody, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, here today with Mike Reeder. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
All good. So we're going to talk about exercise, fitness, Parkinson's, boxing, and all that. So, Mike, start. Can you just give us a little quick who you are so people know a little bit more about you, like a minute of who's Mike Reeder?
Yeah, so I originally started as a sports television producer many years ago and always wanted to move back to San Diego and started a boxing boot camp and have boxed for the last 17 years and always loved the sport. Used to go to fights with my dad and came across Rocksteady Boxing through a couple of women who have Parkinson's, and they were adamant that we start a Rocksteady program in Southern San Diego.
So were you a competitive boxer?
No, I was never very good. But I love doing it. For me, I played a ton of sports, and I went into the gym. I started doing a lot of day in the life pieces with professional boxers. And I said, I really need to know more about this sport if I'm going to chronicle it. And I hopped into a gym and I just fell in love with it. It was so much harder and more challenging than any other sport I competed in.
That's so interesting. All right. So then let's move on then to Rocksteady, because I think that's where this audience is really going to be interested. So for anybody who doesn't know, what is Rocksteady Boxing?
So Rocksteady Boxing is a program that started in Indianapolis 16 years ago. It was a brilliant idea. And a fella, early onset, meaning he developed Parkinson's before the age of 50, he was wondering how he could fight this thing. And he linked up with a professional boxer and he started boxing and he started feeling a lot better. And since then, Rocksteady Boxing is in every single state now. There are actually international programs as well. And the idea behind the program is boxing training, non-contact, of course. But the real main benefit is this idea of forced intense exercise, meaning exercise outside of volunteer rate. So you're pushing yourself, beyond your limits at times. And that's been shown to slow the progression of Parkinson's. So more strenuous than, say, walking. And like I told you earlier, boxing is really, really hard and challenging and difficult. And so from the outside looking in, it's an unusual marriage. But honestly, it's a perfect fit to fight Parkinson's.
So when you talk about boxing and Parkinson's, which is a neurological disease, you said it was non-contact, but I just want to reiterate that people are not coming to the gym and getting punched in the head.
Absolutely not. I think they would lock to throw away the key if people were walking by our gym and saw mostly 60 to 80 or 80 year olds hitting each other in the head. No, it's absolutely, you train like a professional boxer. And like I said, I was in gym with many professional fighters. You're hitting mitts, you're hitting the heavy bag, speed bag, double end bag, but it's not just mindless exercise. So there's a lot of multitasking. So for example, today I had them hitting the speed bag and using their loud voices and yelling out different city names, or they're doing different drills with hand weights. And I have these multiplication cards, which they love and hate at the same time. So a lot of multitasking, cognitive work, balance, agility, all the things that go into making a great fighter really go into making someone improving the quality of life for someone with Parkinson's.
And we know it's not a rock steady class, but there is a boxing training going on in the background, which is what we're hearing a little bit on the podcast.
I thought that'd be a nice audio touch for you to have just like that real authentic gym feel.
So we know with Parkinson's that the only therapy that really slows the progression of the disease is exercise. So and I'm a huge proponent of structured training and structured exercise. So when somebody comes to a Rocksteady class, they get a couple things, right? They get community. So we want to talk about that, but they also get exercise that's very, very structured. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what we do, and really an underrated component of the Rocksteady program, because of course it's really fun. So that's important, because that means you'll come back to the gym if you're enjoying it. But we do a circuit style training. And so getting from one station to the next is really important for someone with Parkinson's, knowing where to go and knowing what they have to do and being able to complete that task. That's important as well, in addition to the exercise. So it is very structured. We have 4 to 5 different stations a day, and the exercises change every day. And because I really like to continue to challenge our fighters. So I'm constantly learning and challenging myself so I can challenge the fighters, and whether it be physically or cognitively.
So what is the balance between high intensity anaerobic exercise and getting an aerobic workout at the same time during these sessions?
There is a lot of aerobic training in boxing. And of course, everything is really honestly correlated when it comes to boxing. A lot of people at the assessment say, oh, my doctor said I need to strengthen my core. I said, well, boxing is all core work. If you look at any fighter, they're chiseled, and because they need to be to take a punch in the stomach. So there is a lot of aerobic activity. Of course, we can modify it. We have all different levels of Parkinson's. I think that's really important to mention. I have people who were diagnosed 2 weeks ago to people who were diagnosed 30 years ago. And so just the idea is that they're working at a high enough intensity level, whether that be aerobically, or we also do a lot of strength and conditioning work. So I'm a big believer in strengthening your core and your lower body to improve balance. So we also, in addition to the aerobic work, we do a lot of strength training exercises as well.
So your gym is downtown San Diego. There are plenty of Rocksteady programs in the San Diego area, in San Diego County. So do you guys work together? What's the relationship, and what's the training like that you had to go through?
So we're actually located in the heart of North Park. The reason we're called Rocksteady Boxing Downtown is that's where our program started. I was renting out a gym in downtown San Diego where I used to train, with always an eye to opening up my own facility. Now we're in North Park, so I didn't want to rebrand. I don't know that everyone knows North Park, but everyone gets the idea that we're in Southern San Diego with that name. And yeah, what's really neat is, like I said, there's programs in every single state, and there are actually multiple programs in San Diego. So the idea is to make it accessible. There are programs in North County, even Temecula, Poway, all over the place. So basically what I'm trying to say is you really have no excuse not to go. And what's neat is, in terms of the training, I knew the boxing side. I've boxed for 17 years, but I didn't know the Parkinson side as well when I first started this. So when I went to training in Indianapolis, that was really a boot camp to learn about Parkinson's. And then I've continued, I always go to different symposiums in town. We have amazing neurologists in town and nurse practitioners like Sherry Gould. And, there is, continuing journey to learn about Parkinson's for me, and I'm constantly talking to all our fighters about the disease and what's working for them, what's not working for them. In terms of talking to other coaches, what's so neat is we have a private Facebook group, and we're constantly sharing ideas. So I might get an idea from a coach in Japan or Israel. Someone came up with a great idea, and I'll add it to my program. So there's constant innovation when it comes to Rocksteady Boxing, which is really cool. And actually, we have a coaches conference coming up. Only Rocksteady coaches come from all over the country, and we have different speakers, and we learn. I was actually supposed to present before COVID on how to hold mitts for these coaches. and teach them kind of the finer points of mitt holding, which is everybody's favorite part where they punch. It's a neat community. We all interact, and it's really just a positive group of people.
And the program is fee-based, right? How does that work?
Each Rocksteady is different, and really no two are alike. So the Rocksteady boxing program, even in Encinitas or Poway, might be different from mine, but they're all great. And ours is fee-based. We offer a monthly offer, like an unlimited monthly offer, where you can come to as many classes as you want. I offer classes 5 days a week. I do have some Parkinson's fighters who come in 5 days a week because they know how important it is and how good they feel after a class. And then we also offer a 10-pack of classes for some folks who are a little more sporadic, and that's fine as well. But people really, they really get into it because, A, it's fun. It's pretty cool to tell your kid or grandkid that, hey, I got to go off to boxing. I'll see you later. And they put on boxing gloves. They look really tough, and they are really tough, by the way. And I teach proper boxing technique. I don't pull any punches. They're actually, honestly, I train 20 and 30 year olds when we're not working with Parkinson's fighters. And the techniques I'm teaching our Parkinson's fighters are much more advanced because they're just so damn consistent. It's fantastic.
What's the funnest part?
The most fun part for me is that they get me really tired. And that means that if I'm tired, that means they've worked really hard in the gym. So at the end of class, every Friday we have a tradition. I think it's the most fun part. We start blasting the Rocky music in our gym, and everyone lines up and they work on what they've actually really worked on during the week, and they'll hit the heavy bag, and everyone's cheering them on. The music's blasting. Everyone's yelling to combat, some of the low voice issues that folks with Parkinson's may have. And we're all just yelling and cheering each other on and giving each other high fives or fist bumps. And then at the end, we just do this huge cheer. And then everyone's, either embracing or, giving each other high fives. And it's a great way to end the week, just with such positivity and really just happiness.
Awesome. Sounds great. How do people reach you?
They can find me at www.boxfitsd.com. Or they can always call us at the gym, 619-458-9000. And another great way is I'll always answer an email at info@boxfitsd.com.
And we'll put all that in the show notes. So Mike, thanks for giving us a little insight into Rocksteady today.
I really appreciate you having me on, Jeff.
Well, thanks everybody. And thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next episode of the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcasts. All right. See you, everybody.